By golly, it's Mutt to mind your manners.
Yes, boys and girls, it's time to mind your manners with Alan Ludden and his panel of typical teenagers. From the studios of WTIC in Hartford, Connecticut, the National Broadcasting Company presents a teenage discussion session designed for all boys and girls from 8 to 18. Adults are invited to sit in on the meeting, too, so gather around, because here comes the man who's in charge, that man who makes manners fun, Alan Ludden.
Thank you, Ed Anderson, and hello there, boys and girls. It's good to have you all with us again, and it looks like we've got a fine meeting ahead of us today. You've given your panel of typical teenagers some real problems to discuss, and they're all raring to go. So, the meeting is called to order, and the first item of business is for you to meet your panel. As usual, they will introduce themselves, so come on in, panel.
E.J. Kilday, 17 years old, high school senior.
Betty Ann Kelly, 17 years old, high school senior.
Dick Coote, 16 years old, high school junior.
Vanda Thompson, 17 years old, high school senior.
Fred Smith, 15 years old, high school junior.
And to speak for the boys and girls who have not yet reached the teenage, we have our old friend...
Ellen Lee, 12 years old, 6th grade.
Okay, panel, let's go to work. Your first problem was sent to you by a young man who lives in Edwardsville, Kansas. The judges thought that you might bring out some helpful points in your discussion of his problem, so it was selected, and for it, he will receive $5 in savings stamps. Now, this is what your friend in Edwardsville, Kansas asks.
A few years ago, I got into trouble with the law, and now I have a bad reputation. Whenever something is stolen or disappears, I am accused. What can I do to make my reputation good again?
All right, how can this boy improve his reputation? Let's hear first from Fred Smith.
Well, I think by making a good impression all the time and always using good manners is the very best way he could do this.
And he can create the impression that he's a good, honest boy by making his appearances in all cases sound and good. All right, let's hear from Vanda Thompson.
Well, join social clubs, something like the High Y and YM and YMCA, and prove to the community that you are on the right track, because honor lies in honest toil.
Fine, Vanda. We got a saying so early. Let's hear from Betty Ann Kelly.
Well, you're really fortunate in that you've made a mistake and you know that it's wrong. You're willing to correct it. But now you have to try extra hard to prove to people that you have good intentions. And so you must be patient with them and just, well, keep on trying.
All right, EJ, what do you have to say?
This boy can go into some social field and prove that how trustworthy he is. The people will acknowledge him in this, and then the people will give him the benefit of the doubt.
Dick, do you have any ideas for this boy in Edwardsville, Kansas?
Well, the thing he mustn't do is... create a bad impression about himself. I mean, he mustn't say things against the people who have accused him of his misdeed, so to speak.
I see. In other words, he must be a little patient with the people who misjudge him. But what about those people who misjudge him? Fred, what do you have to say about that?
Well, I think that they should try and help him all that they can. And if he does join these social organizations, perhaps the Boy Scouts or something like that, and do something for the good of the community, it would help him a great deal.
Fine, and then the people will begin to believe that the boy is on the right track. He made a mistake once, but he's sorry for it, and now he's going to improve himself, and we certainly hope he does. And from us and the panel here, and Mind Your Manners, we hope our friend in Edwardsville, Kansas, learns now that he's made a mistake and can convince his friends that he is now a very fine boy who minds his manners. All right, now, question number two comes to us from a young man in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. He asks for the panel's advice about this problem.
My folks are giving me as a graduation present a trip to the West Coast through Yellowstone Park. I think that I ought to stay home and earn some money for college, but my mother thinks that I should go, since it might be the last chance the whole family has to take a vacation together. I know that if I don't go, it will spoil Mother's trip, and yet I really need the money I could earn from a summer job. What is your advice?
Ellen Lee, what do you think about it?
Well, I think that since the mother and father wish him to go and seeing that they must have taken an awful long time to plan everything, I think that he should go along with them, for it's true he'll be going away to college for about 4 years and he won't be seeing them all that time.
Fine. You think that it's a good idea for families to stick together and have fun when they have a chance?
Yes, I do.
Dick Coote, what do you think?
Well, that's what I was just going to say, that family life is probably the most important thing that happens in a person's youth, and that it should be stressed completely and...
Fine. In other words, he should enjoy the relationship of a happy family on a trip like this. Fred Smith, what do you think?
Well, I think that he definitely should go, because besides having a wonderful time and having this family relationship, he would learn a great deal from it, because travel is the number one way of learning.
Fine. Vanda, what do you think?
Well, Mother is right in that point, because after all, it may be your last time. You may be going, probably will be going to college, and it'll probably be the last time you'll be able to be together. And also, I don't think you should hurt your family's feelings by refusing to go. After all, she is sacrificing the idea. She'll probably have to pay for your college career. And, well, I still think you should go.
Good. Well, this boy wants to know, though, he wants to go, evidently, but he does feel that he ought to earn money for college. Now, he's got a choice to make. He's still going to college. Betty Ann Kelly, what do you say?
Well, this vacation won't make any difference about your actually going to college, and if you're worried about the money, perhaps you can work during your college days, and, I wouldn't worry too much about that. After all, it's the last time you'll have with your family, and you ought to take advantage of it. If you don't, you'll be sorry.
Fine. Do you have the same thing to say, E.J.?
Yes, I was going to say exactly the same thing, that he could work his way through college, and also that this will be his last chance to please his mother and family before going to college.
Fine. Well, then I think our panel is of one mind. We do recommend to our friend in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, that he by all means take the vacation with his family and get to college some way. We sure he will, and we hope he has a nice trip. Now, panel, your attention is invited to your adult discussion question. As you know, we reserve a section of these weekly meetings to consider problems submitted by our adult listeners. Last week, we talked about the problem of going to college. It was originally presented to us by an interested adult who lives in Hartford. But this week, we had many letters from other adults who asked that we continue the discussion. Certainly, this is a timely problem right now, and there are lots of teenagers and parents who are giving the question of going to college very serious consideration. So we want to hear more from you, panel. First of all, let's talk about when a boy or girl should start planning to go to college. Dick Coote.
I think you should start in freshman year in high school or sophomore year at the highest.
As soon as he goes into high school, he should begin to... How do you plan to go to college, Betty Ann Kelly?
Well, you have to plan your course, and if you intend to go to college, you should, well, just take the college course. And you'll have to keep up your grades through all 4 years of high school in order to get into a good college, so you have to watch out right away.
In other words, don't start worrying about your grades when you're a senior. Worry about them from the beginning time you entered high school. Is that right?
That's right.
Vanda, what word do you have to boys and girls who say are just now entering high school and who don't know for sure whether they want to go to college?
Well, I'd say to them, go to college, and we'll take the general course, and maybe after a few years you will realize and you can specialize in this course.
Oh, well, Vanda, you misunderstood my question, I'm afraid. I want to talk to the boys and girls who are just entering high school and who are not sure they want to go to college after they finish high school.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'd tell them to take the college course, because after a few years, you may want to go to college. And then if you don't, certainly a college course is not going to hurt you, even though it is a little more work.
In other words, always get that, in case you can go, don't slight those college requirements. Is that your word?
That's it. But also, for those who know what they're going to be, I suggest they go to a special college or a special school and take the subject, because that'll benefit them a lot more than a college will, because knowledge itself is power, no matter where you are.
Fine. All right. Now, let's talk about this. What if a boy or girl, now say we're talking to the seniors in high school right now, what if the boy or girl doesn't know exactly what he wants to be when he grows up, and he doesn't have any specific career in mind? Should he go to college, Betty Ann Kelly?
Oh, yes, he should. The first 2 years in college they aren't special. You can take the general course, and it isn't until your junior year that you start to major, so you have plenty of time to make up your mind.
Well, even if you don't make up your mind, it's your junior year, Fred Smith. What should a boy or girl who doesn't know what he wants to be, doesn't want to be a doctor or a lawyer or a... what else? What other profession? School teacher? He just wants to make some money. Do you think he ought to finish college then?
Oh, definitely. Because the more knowledge you have, the better you'll be able to succeed in this world. And a lot of knowledge never hurt anyone.
Fine. In other words, a background is created by going to college that anybody can be can use in later life. Well, now, what about these reasons for going to college that people have around here? We've got a lot of seniors listening to our program, I hope. There are lots of different reasons for going to college. What about this very popular reason of going to college for the social aspects of the life there, the meeting of the boys and girls, the right people, as it were? E.J. Kildee, what about that reason for going to college?
Well, this is just out. I mean, no one goes to college nowadays just to belong to the big sorority or the fraternity or something like that. But what I wanted to say is that it's never too late to go to college, even though your marks are poor. You could take aptitude exams or a postgraduate course or something like that, that you should go if you can.
Fine. I'm glad you brought that out, E.J. If, for instance, you didn't plan to go to college when you entered high school, you changed your mind, your last half of your senior year, your grades aren't quite good enough, you haven't taken the right courses, you can still go to college if, one, you can take aptitude exams, can't you?
That's right.
Or you can take postgraduate courses, correspondence courses. By all means, then, we recommend that you do go to college, and I'm afraid we've got to wind up this discussion. Maybe we can talk about it again next week if our listeners would like to hear us. Incidentally, Mind Your Manners is your show, boys and girls, and when we say that, we mean just that. We are anxious to talk about those problems that are uppermost importance in the lives of every teenager. So if there is more to be said on this subject of college, and you would like to hear the panel discuss it further, drop us a note and let us know your wishes. And to our adult listeners, I would like to say again that we are very anxious to hear your ideas for this section of our meeting designed to consider the problems sent in by you. I want to thank you for your fine letters, and we hope you will continue to send them on to us. Now, for all you boys and girls who write, we have prizes. And here is your old friend Ed Anderson to tell you all about them.
Yes, boys and girls, if you have a question about social behavior at home, at school, or at parties, send it in to Mind Your Manners, and you may win one of those fine prizes. Each week, we award a $25 security bond to the writer of the best stated and most interesting question. And for the five other questions selected for discussion, Mind Your Manners awards $5 in saving stamps. All entries become the property of this program. In case of ties, duplicate prizes will be awarded. The decision of our judges is final. Contest closes at midnight on Wednesday of each week. Entries received after that date will be considered for the following week's contest. So, boys and girls, remember, Mind Your Manners is your show, and we want your problems. Send all entries to this address. Mind Your Manners, Department 4, NBC, 30, Rockefeller Plaza, New York 20, New York. Send your questions in today.
Now let's see who won $5 in saving stamps for sending our third teenage problem to be submitted to the panel. The winner is May Catherine Flowers, who lives in Tampa, Florida, and she asked this question.
My boyfriend and I are graduating from junior high school this spring, and I would like to get him a graduation present. I'm afraid that it might embarrass him if I give him a gift and he doesn't give me one. Should I go ahead and take that chance?
All right, here's a girl graduating from junior high school. Let's hear from Ellen Lee, our authority from the younger set. Ellen Lee, what should she do? Should she give her boyfriend a present?
Well, yes, as the saying goes, you don't need to give to people in expecting to receive. And,
You got a saying there. Let's Vanda put that saying straight. She's our authority on sayings.
It's more blessed to give than to receive.
That's from the Bible, isn't it?
That's right.
All right, now, Ellen Lee, let's go on. You say, by all means, go ahead, and if she wants to give the present to the boy, go on, give it.
Yes.
Now, what kind of gift, though, Ellen Lee, should you give a boy who's graduating from junior high school?
Well, you don't have to give him anything that's so expensive, like a wallet or something, or picture photos. You can buy them, and they have all the celluloid that you can put your pictures in.
Oh, a frame. A frame for a picture would be a good present for a boy, wouldn't it?
Yes, it would.
What about giving... Say, if you had a boyfriend, Ellen Lee, I won't ask you if you do, but if you had a boyfriend... Would you give him a picture of you if you were graduating from junior high school?
Well, no, not necessarily, because his mother's picture comes before.
Well, that's a very nice girl. You see, she's 12 years old. Now, I wonder how long she's going to think that. But we all right, Ellen Lee, I want to go on to these seniors or these high school students a moment. What kind of gifts should we give boys who are graduating from high school? Let's hear from Fred Smith.
Well, I think that they should be small, impersonal gifts, probably. Well, I think a subscription to some sport magazine would be a very good idea.
Fine, that's a good idea. Ebony Ann Kelly?
And records are a good idea, and books, and, a wallet.
A wallet. Anything not too expensive or not too personal. That is our recommendation, all right? We hope we helped me, Catherine Flowers, in Tampa, Florida, and I hope the boyfriend enjoys the gift. And now it's time to hear from our studio audience. So, how about it, audience? Are you ready for your right-wrong quiz? Fine. Now, here's all you have to do. Listen carefully to a statement that Eddie Robbins is going to make. Decide whether that statement is right or wrong, and then hold up your hands. Ed Anderson is out there among you, and he's going to pick a boy or a girl whose hand went up first, and then that boy or girl will speak for the audience. If the chosen audience member tells us correctly whether Eddie's statement was right or wrong, the audience receives 20 points. You know, last week the audience's score was 80, so let's see how well you all do today. Now, here's Eddie Robbins and our first right-wrong statement.
When a boy and a girl who know each other only slightly meet on the street, it is the girl's place to speak first.
Now, is that right or wrong? What do
here's
you think about it?
Here's young redheaded lady, if you just step over to our mic. I can't quite reach her.
All right, let's hear from her. Now, is that statement right or wrong?
I think it's wrong.
You think it's wrong? Do you think the boy should speak first?
Yes, I think it's the boy's part and sometimes.
Oh, well, now, I'm afraid you missed that question. We don't get any points for that. No, the young lady should speak first when the boys and girls meet on the street and they don't know each other too well. What's your name, incidentally?
Joan Ridgely.
Joan, I'm sorry you missed that point, but we're very glad you're here, and here's a little gift for you. All right, here's your second right-wrong statement.
It's always a good idea to wipe off the silverware with a napkin when you were eating out. This is not only a sanitary measure, it is considered perfectly proper.
Oh, a lot of hands up. Is that question right or wrong? Let's hear from this boy right here.
It's wrong.
That's wrong. You do not wipe off your silverware with a napkin any place, do you? All right, what's your name?
Jack Roach.
Well, how old are you, Jack?
15.
Fine, you got that right. You don't wipe off your silverware with a napkin. That's 20 points for our audience. Okay, here's the third one.
Boys 10 years old are expected to know how to acknowledge an introduction gracefully.
Boys 10 years old. Let's hear. There's some boys right there. What do you think about
it? No.
No, you don't have to acknowledge an introduction gracefully at 10?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes. I don't know. I think you got the right. We'll give you 20 points for that. What's your name?
Anthony Piscatello.
Anthony, then you're 10. How old are you, incidentally?
12.
12. Well, you know how to acknowledge an introduction gracefully, don't you?
Yes.
Glad to meet you. Very fine. All right. Thank you. Here's a little gift for you. Here's our third one. You got 40 points, audience.
A smart teenage girl tries to wear her hair in as many different hairstyles as possible. Never the same way twice is a good motto for teenage hairstyles.
All right. Let's hear from a young lady. Here she is.
This young lady will have to come over to the mic, too.
Here she is. What do you think about it?
That's wrong.
That's wrong. How should teenage girls wear their hair?
They should wear it the way that it suits them.
Very simple, very flattering, but not change it. Not a lot of fancy hairstyles. Every time a boy sees a girl, he doesn't want to see her with different kinds of hairdos, does he? What's your name?
Betty Curtis.
Betty, I'm awfully glad you're here. Here's a little gift for you. Now, the audience now has 60 points. All right, here is your last one. Let's see if you can at least meet the score of last week.
When a girl takes an umbrella out on a date, the boy should always carry it for her.
All right, lots of hands up. What do you think about it? Here's a boy coming over to the microphone. What do you think about this matter of taking a girl who takes an umbrella out?
Yes, I think it's a boy's place to carry everything a girl takes on a date.
Oh, you do? Now, I don't know what to do. What about a girl who takes a purse, a great big purse? Does the boy have to carry that?
Everything that isn't a girl's apparel other than a purse a boy has to carry.
Oh, I see. You mean when you go out on a date, how old are you, incidentally?
I'm 16.
Well, when you go out on a date and a girl has a very fancy little silk umbrella, do you carry it for her?
You bet your life I do.
Oh, you do? Well, you're a fine gentleman, and I don't think we can in any case recommend that a boy refuse to carry a girl's umbrella. It is not necessarily true that he must, though. Girls should be expected to carry their own accoutrement, as it were. However, audience, he had such a good argument, he talked me out of it, so the audience gets 80 points. And that winds up our audience right-wrong quiz for this meeting. And your score was, as I said, 80. We hope we'll see you next week when we have a quiz then. Right now, we move back to our prize-winning questions. And for our fourth question, we're sending $5 in saving stamps to a young lady in Zachary, Louisiana. It's your turn again, panel, so let's hear what you have to say in answer to this girl's question.
I am 18 years old, and my friends say that I'm very pretty. Lots of boys have asked me for dates, but my mother will not allow me to go out with boys. She says there's plenty of time for that. Lately, the boys are asking me less often, and soon I'm sure they won't ask me at all. What can I do to convince my mother she is wrong?
All right, here's a problem. We've had lots of questions like this. Let's hear first from Betty Ann Kelly.
Well, you'll just have to have a nice, long talk with your mother, and I hope she's listening to Mind Your Manners. But you'll have to prove to her that you can go out with boys and that you know how to conduct yourself properly. And bring in some of your girlfriends and show her that they go out with boys, and, well, they're perfectly nice girls, and that you really ought to have a chance.
Do you think, Betty Ann Kelly, that a girl 18 should be allowed to go out with boys?
I certainly do, because dating is the only way you'll ever get to meet boys, and when you do come to the age to be married, how are you ever going to pick the right one if you don't go out with them and get some basis of what to choose?
All right. Vanda, what do you think?
Well, maybe the mother is waiting, thinks she's waiting for the right boy to come along so the girl can meet him. But how is she ever going to meet this right boy if she can't go out on dates?
All right. What do you think about it, Fred Smith? How old do you think, Fred? I'm going to put you on the spot here. How old do you think a girl should be when she first starts to have dates?
You sure did put me on the spot. I think that it depends a great deal on the girl herself.
It's
probably 14 or 15.
Well, you got out of that spot pretty well, Fred, when you said it depends a lot on the girl, the situation at home, and the situation of the town in which she lives. All right, Fred, do you think that this girl should convince her mother? She's 18. Do you think she should convince her mother that it's high time that she goes out with the right boys and if she conducts herself properly?
Very definitely, because if she doesn't have the opportunity to go out with boys, she will not have the opportunity to gain the poise and self-confidence, which you should have.
All right, panel, as one body, what do you think? Should she go out at 18 with boys?
Yes. Yes.
All right, that's our recommendation to the young lady in Zachary, Louisiana, and we hope she convinces her mother that our recommendation is right. Now, before we move on to our fifth problem, I'd like to pause a moment and invite all of you boys and girls who are listening in right now to drop us a line. If you have any sort of problem about social behavior that you would like to hear the panel discuss, send it along to Mind Your Manners. E.J. is going to give you our address again at the close of the meeting. And remember, if your question is selected for discussion, you'll receive one of our fine prizes, just like Dennis Leslie Johnson, who lives in Moline, Illinois. Dennis wins $5 in saving stamps for sending this problem for consideration by the panel.
I'm 10 years old, and most of my friends have BB guns. I want one, too, but my mother says I'll have to wait until I'm 21. What should I do?
All right, what about a 10-year-old boy and a BB gun, Fred Smith?
Well, I think that 10 years is very young to have any kind of dangerous thing like that. But no matter when he's getting the BB gun, whether it be 10 or 21 or any time, they should teach him how to use it and how to be very careful with it.
All right, Dick Coote, what do you think about it?
Well, I don't think that he really doesn't even need a BB gun, because I know I never had one, and right now I certainly don't miss not having one.
And what about a boy, Ten? You're quite an expert with guns, aren't you? What do you have to say to boys and girls and guns in general, not necessarily just BB guns?
Well, thanks for the compliment on being an expert, but there are gun clubs around. Every town or city has them. And I suggest that as soon as, whatever the age limit is, to join the gun club, and they teach you how to handle guns. But also, Dad naturally, or probably does, know how to handle a gun, and he certainly can teach the daughters and the sons.
But do you think that boys and girls at 10 or 12 or 14 even should just be given a gun?
Oh, no, definitely not. They should be taught how to care for the gun and what to do first when you hold a gun. When you first pick up a gun, like opening the bolt action to make sure there are no bullets.
All right, we can't give instructions right now, but we do say certainly to all boys and girls that before you take a gun of your own and out in the field, learn how to handle it and don't expect to have one of your own right away. Learn first how to handle a gun. They're very dangerous. And now we come to the high point of our meeting, the grand prize question of the week. The judges decided that the best stated and most interesting letter that was sent to Mind Your Manners this week was sent by Nina Newland of New Orleans, Louisiana. Our congratulations to Nina. We're sending her a $25 security bond, and the panel is all set to talk about her problem. Panel, your best attention is invited to the grand prize question of the week.
I have been asked to join the outstanding social sorority in our high school. I'm very anxious to join because all of the nicest students belong to social sororities. My parents are hesitant about giving their consent. They feel that social sororities are fine for college, but they're out of place in high school. We have agreed to abide by your group's decision, and so would like your honest opinion of what I should do.
All right, here's a very ticklish problem, panel. Let's hear first from Betty Ann Kelly.
I don't think you should join the sorority. First of all, sororities put a barrier between you and the other girls in your class, and they make you seem, in a special class and just above everyone else, and they certainly don't make for any equality or any true love in school, and they have no place in high schools.
In other words, your vote is against high school sororities, Betty Ann.
It certainly is.
All right, let's hear from Dick Coote. What's your idea?
Well, I think that you should join the sorority if, as you said, your friends are in there, or the nicest people are in the sorority, then you should...
What do you mean by nicest people, though, Dick? We've got to get that defined, I think.
Well, I should think that the girl would mean her best friends.
In other words, people who are your best friends that you think are the nicest people.
Yes.
And in other words, in teenage language, nice people are those people that you enjoy. Is that what you mean?
Yes.
Fine, I'd like to get that defined. All right, Dick, what's your argument, though, for sororities, social sororities in high school?
Well, I admit that I don't think they're necessary completely.
Oh.
But I do think that if there is one there, that you should join it if your friends are in it.
Fine. Now, Vanda, what's your idea on this subject?
Well, I believe in equality, and so therefore I don't think that sorority should be any in high school, especially there, because you're put in a sort of a higher class when you do belong to the sorority.
Well, let's not say higher class. Well, let's say a separate class.
A separate class.
All right, fine.
And, well, people just, you think you're supposed to be looked up to.
All right. In other words, you do think that they are apart from the large majority of the high school students.
That's it. I think
so. Your recommendation of Nina is what? That she join or not join?
Not join.
All right. That's 2-4, one against. Two against, 1-4. Now, Ellen Lee, what do you think about it? You're 12 years old. What about high school sororities? Should Nina join or not?
Well, I think it would be all right. But, I mean, if it turns out to be snobbish and that they think that she's no good because she's joined there, she left all her friends out. Well,
no, all her friends are in, Ellen.
Well, then I think it would be all right because sometimes it might do her some good and she'd have some to talk with and some to help her with her work.
All right, now that's 2-4 and 2 against. Now let's hear from Fred Smith.
I don't think that she should join a sorority in high school because, for one thing, it causes too many hard feelings. I think that the best way to prove her social standing is by her poise and her manners, not necessarily by joining these sororities.
All right, haven't got much more time, but E.J., what's your vote in the matter?
Quickly, I'm not against these frats and sororities in high school, but I am in a fraternity myself.
Uh-huh.
And I say to this girl, investigate the sorority, and if you think it is acceptable, join it. I don't think there is any... In some sororities and fraternities, I know there is that class distinction, and that's why there is so much dislike for these fraternities and sororities.
All right. Now, our vote then is what? 3-4 and 3 against?
That's right.
Well, I hate to leave it up in the air like this. Maybe we can talk about this problem again. I'd like to hear from our audience on this question. Right now, though, you do kind of favor, by all means, that she look carefully into the sorority before she joins it, don't you, Pam?
Yes.
All right. And unless she feels a real need for it and the sorority has something to offer her and the rest of the school, be careful. but there are three definitely opposed to it. All right, now let's open up our answer box to find the answers to those questions that have been sent in, but that were not selected for discussion here with the panel. Today, the first question to come from our answer box is...
From a boy in New Orleans, Louisiana. I'm a slow runner, and all the kids laugh at me. What can I do about it?
Well, you run as fast as you can, do the best you can, and pay no attention to what the kids say. Soon you'll find that they respect you for trying.
From a girl in Osseo, Wisconsin. I go quite steady with a boy who is out of school, but a boy in school has asked me to the spring prom. I like both boys, and I don't know which boy to choose for the prom date. What do you think?
Well, we think that since the prom is a school affair, you might be wise to go with a schoolmate. Your friend who is out of school will no doubt understand if you explain it honestly and sincerely.
From a boy in Dover, Florida. Is it correct to send graduation invitations to relatives that you have not seen for years?
Yes, graduation is a real milestone. Your relatives will be very happy that you thought of them when announcing an event of such importance. And there it goes. The top just popped back on the answer box, and it looks like the time for this meeting is just about gone. But before we adjourn the meeting, let's hear from our panel one more time.
This is Betty Ann Kelly thanking all the boys and girls and the adults who wrote to us this past week. We enjoyed your letters, and we certainly hope you will continue to be a part of our program.
This is Fred Smith with an invitation to you to join us next week. And bring your friends, won't you?
This is Ellen Lee speaking to the boys and girls who are not yet teenagers. Remember, this is your show, too.
This is Dick Coote with another word to the adults. If you have an idea for our adult discussion period, please send it along to us. We really appreciate your interest.
This is Vanda Thompson reminding you to be sure and put your full name and address on your letters.
And this is E.J. Kilday with our address. Send your cards or letters to Mind Your Manners, Department 4, NBC, 30, Rockefeller Plaza, New York 20, New York.
Well, panel, you did a good job today, and I'm sure I'm speaking for all of our listeners when I congratulate you on your good sense and imagination. We're all looking forward to next week's meeting, so don't be late, anybody. I'll be calling Mind Your Manners to order about this same time next week. So have a wonderful week, and drop us a line, won't you? This is Alan Ludden saying goodbye now.
Yes, boys and girls, this is your show. If you have a problem about social behavior, either at home, at school, or at parties, send it in to Mind Your Manners. You may win one of those six prizes. Remember, the best question receives a $25 security bond. Mind Your Manners is written and conducted by that man who makes manners fun, Alan Ludden. He'll be back with his panel of typical teenagers next week at this same time. This is Ed Anderson saying we hope to see you then, and in the meantime, remember...
By golly, it is smart to mind your manners.
Mind Your Manners has come to you from the studios of WPIC in Hartford, Connecticut. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.